This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton walked out of a Southern California hospital on Sunday after being admitted last week for a urological infection. The doctor who had been overseeing his care says Clinton will return to New York and remain on antibiotics, adding the 75-year-old's fever and white blood cell count have normalized. The former president had been in California for an event for his foundation and was treated at the University of California Irvine Medical Center's intensive care unit after suffering from fatigue and being admitted on Tuesday. He left the medical center accompanied by his wife, former Secretary of State and 2016 Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. The two-term president, who has had previous heart problems, held the White House from 1993 to 2001. The Chinese military on Sunday condemned the United States and Canada for each sending a warship through the Taiwan Strait last week, saying they were threatening peace and stability in the region. The U.S. military said its missile destroyer, USS Dewey, along with Canada's ship, sailed through the narrow waterway that separates Taiwan from its giant neighbor China on Thursday and Friday. China's army says its forces monitored the ships and stood guard throughout their passage, warning, quote, the United States and Canada colluded to provoke and stir up trouble, seriously jeopardizing peace and stability of the Taiwan Strait. China claims democratically ruled Taiwan as its own territory and has mounted repeated Air Force missions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone over the past year, provoking anger in Taipei. This is VOA News. Japan's new prime minister on Sunday said the planned mass disposal of wastewater stored at the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant cannot be delayed, despite concerns from local residents. Speaking at his first visit to the facility since taking office, Fumio Kishida said his government would work to reassure residents nearby the plant about the technical safety of the wastewater disposal project. The Fukushima plant suffered a triple meltdown in 2011 following a massive earthquake and tsunami. The government and the plant's operator announced plans in April to start releasing the water into the Pacific Ocean in the spring of 2023 over a span of decades. But the plan has been fiercely opposed by fishermen, residents, and Japan's neighbors, including China and South Korea. Japanese officials say disposal of the water is indispensable for the plant cleanup and that its release into the ocean is the most realistic option. Pope Francis on Sunday decried recent deadly attacks in Norway, Afghanistan, and Britain, expressing closeness to the families of victims and calling violence, quote, a defeat for everyone. In Norway, a bow and arrow attack claimed 5 lives and left 3 persons wounded. In southern Afghanistan, a suicide bombing at a mosque killed 47 people and wounded scores more, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility. And a British lawmaker who was meeting at a church with some of his constituents was fatally stabbed, and police are investigating the slaying as a terrorist attack. Francis said, quote, I implore you, please, to abandon the path of violence, which is always a losing one, is a defeat for all, adding, quote, let's remember that violence generates violence. Iran is to resume nuclear negotiations with world powers on October 21st that were suspended in June, an Iranian lawmaker said Sunday after a meeting with the country's foreign minister. He said, quote, talks with the 4+1 group will restart on Thursday in Brussels, according to the ultra-conservative news agency Fars, after a closed-door session with the foreign minister. The lawmaker was referring to the 4 UN Security Council permanent members, Britain, China, France, and Russia, along with Germany. Iran and these 5 nations opened talks in Vienna in April with the European Union, also attending while the United States has taken part in indirect negotiations. The Vienna talks aimed at reviving the 2015 nuclear deal were suspended in June when Iran elected ultra-conservative Ibrahim Raisi as president. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.